It's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
You heard what she said. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Is she stalking him or not is the subject. Dear Stephen Shirley, I feel like my husband is lying to me and I want to get to the bottom of it. There is another woman in the mix that my husband supposedly met on an airplane. He said that she was a flight attendant and he gave her his business card because she was interested in getting a car. He sells cars. He said that she was coming to town because his dealership has a specific car she wants and they had to work out the finances. Well, this lady showed up at our house on my husband's day off last week. She rang the doorbell and asked if Ron was home. I woke him up and told him he had company. I told him that it was his side chick and he laughed. He peeked out the window and calmly told me the story about the car deal for her. He said she popped up even after he told her he'd be off for 2 days. I went outside to talk to the lady who was still in an Uber in our driveway. She said she's in town to see Ron, not for a car. She said they've been dating a few months and he's been to see her twice. Ron told her that he lives with his ex-girlfriend until they can sell their house. I showed her my big wedding ring and I asked her if she sees a for sale sign in our yard. I saw texts that she sent Ron telling him, surprise, I'm here for one night. And he responded, I wish you were. You play too much. She apologized and said she didn't know Ron was married. I went inside and Ron was still calm and he said the woman is a stalker. I asked him why she came to our house and not the dealership if she was in town for a car. He couldn't answer that. He said he's going to call the airline and report her. Is she a stalker or is he a liar? Now, what do you think? Come on now. You already know he's lying. You know it. It's just that his lies sounded so crazy and kind of good to you that he had you questioning what's real and what's not real. Now, why would this woman come all the way there and tell you that she's there to see Ron, your husband? And she told you that he's been to see her and they've been dating for a minute, a few months to be exact. She's not a stalker. She's telling the truth. Why would she need to come all the way there to buy a car? They could ship the car to her if that's the only one. Your husband knows that dealerships do that all the time. And I think your husband went too far with this lie. He obviously was shook when his side chick showed up at the house. So that's all he could come up with in such a short notice. She showed you the text messages between her and your husband. So again, you know the truth. Believe your eyes. You and her were both in the dark with your husband's lies. He didn't even tell her he was married. And he's not going to call the airlines about her because they wouldn't know what the heck he was talking about. And he looked like a clown. So believe the side chick. She has no reason to lie. And don't believe your husband, who has every reason to lie, under the sun to lie. After all, she was sitting right there in your driveway. Tommy.
So they ain't got no cars where she live at. She can't buy no cars where she at. And it's got to be the car in this city where he at. They got what they got. They got CarMax. They got Carvana. They got Car Guru. They got cars all up and down one street. You can find 8-9 dealerships. You can't find no car. You got to get the car he got for you at his lot. That's the car you got to get. Mm-hmm. All right, now let's go and figure this out. Now, my problem is you as the wife. You ain't asking him nothing. You ain't asking him how this woman know where we live at. How this woman just roll up at our house? You ain't asking these questions. How she get our address? But what I like about him, player's just smooth. He just calm the whole time. Yeah, it's something wrong with her. She a stalker. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's something wrong with her. Oh, man, I met her on the plane. I was going to try to sell her a car. That's all. It's still, I don't know really what's going on right here. But it ain't got nothing to do with Ron. Because see, I'm going to tell you something about Ron. You already know Ron. Ron don't play like that, baby. All right? And you know Ron love you. Look at me. Look at me. Ron love you. I don't know nothing about this woman out here in our yard. Okay? Now, this what you waking me up for? Oh, no, but you don't, you know, you already know. You don't wake Ron up for this. Go. Go on back in there and do what you was doing. Don't worry about this lady in the yard. All right, I'm going to call Delta Airlines and talk about her tomorrow. I got this. But I love you, okay? Ron loved you. Ron and played you. Ron and played this woman. And Ron is caught. And Ron don't know what to do. So now Ron want to claim he finna call the airlines like he finna. Ron ain't finna call no damn body. Ron is busted. Now the deal is, what are you going to do? What you gonna do? Because you don't ask Ron no questions, apparently. You got, the woman got text messages back and forth with you, with her and Ron on them. All right, it's text messages. You ain't asking Ron nothing. I'm asking you to, why you ain't ask Ron? Okay, here go these text messages, Ron. What about this here? Why you ain't just bring the woman on in the house when the woman told you all this? And let's sit on down and get it all out on the floor right here, right now. But now, Ron coming down there talking smooth and calm. Baby, I don't know who this is. And I don't know why this woman is disturbing us. Here we are on a beautiful weekend enjoying ourselves. And look, we getting disrupted by this woman. I don't know this woman. Papa, who this woman? I don't know this woman.
Exactly.
Baby, this be me and your juke joint. You understand me? This our thing. I don't know nothing about this lady. You got played, baby. You got played. By a player, he's good at it, and he's sticking to his guns. I'm going to be honest with you. You're really not going to get the truth out of Ron. Ron gonna lie all the way to the end. That's just Ron. Everybody know Ron. Ron finna lie to the end. Ron be lying when he's selling these people he car. That's what Ron do. Ron lie. You buy that car, that car fall apart 2 weeks later. Because what, Ron ain't lied? No, Ron ain't no damn alternator in there. The starter ain't right. Ron been lying.
All right. We'll have part two of the Strawberry Letter. We'll hear from Junior coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The Strawberry Letter subject is she stalking him or not? We'll get back into it right after this. All right, guys, here we are. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is she stalking him or not? A young lady wrote in. She thinks her husband is lying to her. She wants to get to the bottom of it. She says there is another woman in the mix. Her husband supposedly met this woman on the plane, on the airplane. She was a flight attendant. He gave her his business card. Is your home address on your business card? That's another question. He gave her his business card because she was interested in getting a car, and he sells cars. She was coming to town. His dealership has a specific car that she wanted. So one day she just popped up at their house, and he told his wife the story about her wanting to come to the dealership to get this car. It was the only car, blah, blah, blah. The wife didn't believe him. She went outside to talk to the lady. The lady said, what? I came to see Ron, and she didn't know Ron was married. Ron told her all these lies about he was living with his ex-girlfriend and they were waiting to sell the house. His wife showed her her wedding ring and said that we're married. The lady apologized, showed the wife some text messages, and the wife doesn't know what to believe as far as this is concerned. All through this, her husband, Ron, stayed very, very calm and stuck to his story. The wife wants to know, is he a liar or is she a stalker? And her husband said that he's going to call the airline and report her. Tommy and I say Ron is lying, of course, and the woman is not a stalker. She's telling the truth. Junior, what do you think?
I've been lying.
Yeah.
Ron, I'm just going to have to answer this lady's question and say she's a stalker.
Oh, you think she's a stalker?
Ron is the greatest car salesman in this little city. First of all, Ron recognizes one thing that we all have to give Ron credit for. He recognized that flight attendants are tired of flying and they want to drive. What other great salesperson would not just put the dealership address on the business card? He put his home address on it because he's committed to the sales. Y'all ain't never been car sales before. Y'all ain't never sold nothing. I have.
Oh, really?
My second job was working at a car dealership. Now, I had to watch the car, but I seen how they work. Ron is a clean man. And then, this is how I know Ron is being honest, because he told you, I met a flight attendant who don't have a car. He got to get the sale. But what Ron's wife really is ungrateful. Mm. You married to the best car salesman in that city, and you mad because she came into the house. He don't want nothing but to sell the car. That's it.
Oh, please. Oh,
Ron ain't sleeping with her. Ron is trying to get a car sale, people. Do you know what the commission is on this Toyota Camry? Do you know what the commission is? This man is serious. The woman showed, first of all, he can't be messing with her because he told us. everything. She told us. She talking to ring the doorbell with the Uber driver in the driveway. What Uber driver don't leave? You know why the Uber driver had to leave? They had to go to the car dealership to get the car. The Uber driver stayed in the driveway. Why y'all can't see this? She just a stalker. He not lying. It's Ron, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Ron.
It's Ron. It's hard to have the greatest title of the best car salesman in this little city. He got to give him the house address because it's too many people. He can't do business at the dealership. He can't do that. He got to do it from home.
Like, he works
hate,
remotely.
They hate no Ron.
Because he's selling too much.
He's selling too many cars. It's too many people at the dealership. You got to come by the house to get this car. Because flight attendants don't want to fly. They want to drive.
I did not know that.
If you go in the car dealership, Junior, is his picture up on the wall? Employee of the month?
I've been salesman of the month for 9 straight months. He winning every month. He the one that moved the inventory. It's the owner of the dealership, then Ron. And he just a salesman. Wow. He just skipped the manager. He over financing. He done kicked everybody.
So he get the bonuses every month.
He get all the bonuses and everything. Ron is the man. That's why you have to put your home address on your business card. Y'all ain't never sold that before.
How long when you go in to buy a car with Ron, how long does it take? Because you know it takes
because
a long
time. Because Ron time, he ain't got for 30 minutes.
You can get a new car.
It's a car. It take a few hours. Ron got your car cleaned up, everything. You got to sign his paperwork. Ron give you the best deal. In Tupelo, Mississippi. That's where they at. You get the best deal from Ron. So Ron ain't got all day. He ain't got time to see 50 people. He got 3 people a day. Ron on a schedule. If you sell 3 calls a day, that's 9,000 for Ron house. And she ungrateful.
Wow. So, Miss Cameron, how much Ron get you for on a monthly?
Ron made $2,700 off the camera.
Yeah. But,
it wouldn't even
what, what am I going to pay monthly?
Ron got $2,700
for that one. What am I going to pay monthly?
Ron got you down to $450.
$450?
Oh, you $450 a month on that camera. 2019? You $450.
Is it new?
No, it's 2019.
It's 2019.
Oh, wow.
Ron gets new to somebody. They sold that car 3 times. They keep repoing because they ain't got no money. They keep going back to Ron's house. I'm telling y'all ain't never sold nothing.
Okay, Ron worked with people with bad credit, too.
He worked with everybody. That's why he the greatest salesman in the city.
What's Ron's last name? Does he have is the last name on the card?
Oh, yeah. Ron got it. Ron get that deal done.
Ron.
That's his last name. Ron get that deal done.
He got a tagline.
That's him.
I
seen people before. Y'all ain't never sold nothing. Y'all ain't never sold nothing. Ron doing it.
So what should his wife do?
Stop being grateful. You got the best seller in Tupelo.
What?
You got the best salesman in Tupelo. Be grateful. So what, they come to the house? You know what you start doing? Start helping sell the cars. That's what she do.
Get her a desk. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.